Rabbi Neuberger, Minchas Chinuch, May 18th, 2006.
So, we have a discussion that is extremely well discussed and often discussed issue in both in the both in Kinyanim and in Cups. Both in Kinyanim, and it's one of the nagging issues in Maseches Kiddushin. Very often the Mishnayos have these issues, these chatiras that come up, you know, all the time, over and over again. So this is one of the issues which comes up whenever we're learning Kiddushin. And that's the issue of the nature of Kinyan Ketzah. Before we do that, let's look at the Mechab, at the Chinuch. The Chinuch writes that there's a mitzvah to worry about Kinyanim. The Chinuch explains, he says that this is an Aleph, Shenodin b'din nekuch u'memku k'inyin shesif the Torah alav, she'yistadun she'yiskayim emecher. There are certain, the Torah gives us certain rules by which Kinyanim are established and when Kinyanim are not established, alright? And he says, and this is part of the general things we've discussed in Mishpatim, Tanu Nitan, different idea, how different parts of, different parshas of, not litigation, but of the establishment of rules and regulations whereby exchanges and kinyanim and liabilities and properties and obligations are all established. Then he writes in the second paragraph that you find that very often when something is extremely important, that there are many, many mitzvahs. So he says, for example, either because it wants to express how important it is, for example, when it comes to Molech, it wants to tell us how terrible Molech is, so therefore it's repeated, or when it comes to Shabbos, there are 12 halachas about Shabbos, 12 mitzvahs, 12 valtarvahs, and there are some details, for example, Avar and Isa, and then nevertheless, you see that, and you're going to say, that expresses the importance of that particular mitzvah. So apparently saying the same thing over here, that the very end of the first paragraph, Afal Pikein, Mboa Mitzvah, Inyan HaMekach Menkev, Miyuchedes, and Neshehu, Dover Tmidi. However, it's such a frequent thing, Yes, from the other Lachios, Afil Yom HaChazuah, so if you don't have rules for how to make purchases, so then we couldn't survive. So then he writes, on the next side, an interesting paragraph, which I think we've had this once before, in the middle of the Ein Safek. The Ein Safek, Ki elu aknios. No, you sit on that one. Yeah. Ein Safek, ki elu aknios kulan, mitakonat chachamim hein. Right, he just told us that there's, that karka is niknes v'keset v'shtar v'chazoka. And then he told us that metalkalin are niknes agav, and the niknes v'mshicha. Saying Sofik, he elu aknios kulon mitakonas chachamimain. They view aksubim lismoch behem divrehem. That he holds that these are primarily established by Chazal. For MS, ki chachmosam hayikora ha'asidol yigolos al yodom ha'yisorah muzog nuzov asech aksubim. The afal pishi ikar aksudim ein ela al osan asmachtos nilmodos hein misocha. The Chino says, he holds that the kinyonim are dinder rabbanan, that there is a concept of kinyon, that's a deraisa. Right? Who said that chazaka works? So he holds, Mechino calls it chazal rikimeya. Who said star works? And I will find psukim, kesef, sodis va kesef yikna, psukim, from Ephron. So he says that the concept of the kinyan work is deraisa, that kinyan karka works like they kesef, that chazal established. Right? Mashiach chazal established. Hagboa chazal established. I said, if I'm psukim, they view a psukim l'smoich when they're vayim. So those are not psukim that were sources. Right? Now, then he writes, the same idea that is always attributed to the Ritzvah, and probably quotes at the bottom, the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah. And that is when you have an Asmachta, when the Gemara says, Nisugan or Asmachta. So Rambam Shita is, Asmachta means that they're just a hook to, they're just a tliya. They're just there in order to make sure that we either give the Pasuk importance or a mnemonic device, different. But Rambam says, Asmachta means it's just, it's not part of the way that the Chazal derive the halacha, they derive the halacha in one way, and the etzmach is just, again, a kliyan, whatever it is, a mock device or to show the actus of the Torah. The Ritzvah says, and a smachta is much more serious. He's very disparaging about that shita. The smachta shows that Chazal understood this was already hinted to in the pasuk itself. He writes this in Os Yud Dalin, the author of the Hargois on the Chinuch itself. Os Yud Dalin, he writes, Tes Vav, Kein the Kotzim Ritzvah, Shekol Ma Sheyesh La Smachta in the pasuk, Kiyur Kedush Baruch Hu, Sheroi La Soiz Kein, Every asmach, according to Mitzvah, is atzera mosro l'chachamim. But it's a little bit different than the regular term mosro l'chachamim means that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us halach and it was a day. So it had to be fleshed out. The famous ones are Inu Yom Kippurim according to Iran. Malach and Chalomayr according to Iran. The Torah said that something in between Yom Tif and Chayil, Chazal work it out. When Chazal work it out, then it becomes as the Tok of a Deiraisa. The Ritzvah is a little bit different. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Din, or He gave us the Din. However, He wanted Chazal to be Kaveh the Din. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheroi Lasois Kein, Elish Leikovu Chova Umasul Chachamim, Vizel Dover Bora Ve'emes Ve'lo Kedivei HaMeforshim, HaSmachli Shukederach Simon, Shenos Nil Chachamah, the Rambam says, V'loi Shekavonat HaTor Lachach, Chas v'sholim, yishtoka ha-dovar v'loy yimar. That's the Ritzvah, against the Rambam. So the Chinuch is the same thing as the Ritzvah. That, ha-yisa remuza u-genuza v'seich ha-ksuvim. When it says that we learn kinyan kesef from Ephron, from Sodis, the kesef yiknu. So it was remuza u-genuza, there was no chiyuv that you're supposed to use kinyan kesef. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us the whole story of Ephron and Avram Avinu, and he told us that the, and he told us that, and he gave us the details that it was done. You think Kesef, so we should understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use Kinyan Kesef later on. Okay, so now the...
Pshat says the Torah told us which Kinyanim, and therefore, and Chazal figure out the application of the kinyanim to which, the, in other words, the kesef is for karka, king emeshicha is for, yeah. Or is it that even the idea that there's a concept called king emeshicha, that's also muscle.
I think we'll probably the second approach. I think that he's saying. Ki elu akniyos kulam yitzal chamim. Yisimut li golish al yadam, oisir muzul gnuz v'sech eksubi. That's what it sounds like. L'chora, this comment is not so easy. It's easy when it comes to Mashiach and Hagvah, but Kinyan Kesef is very difficult because the Rashi will discuss it in Mechorvus that says that Kinyan Kesef is learned from Ma'aseh Sheni. That's pretty straightforward, L'chora. Ma'aseh Sheni, you exchange your Mechal one or the other. So Chinuch would say, no, you learn from Ma'aseh Sheni that Kesef can be a vehicle to flip Kedusha, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean that there's a kinyan happening. So Rashi is the one that explains that, based on the way the Chinuch look at it, that Chazal saw that kinyan kesef here can be a transfer. Notice if it can transfer a property from one apple to another apple, or from an apple to a coin, so it can use this to transfer the apple to somebody else.
Or you could say better than the transfer that when you do by Ma'aseh Sheni, you're transferring ownership from Hekdesh to your...
To Hedyed. Yeah, it's something more specific. More specific. Hekdesh, so we learn Hedyed from Hekdesh. No, I don't think the more specific Hekdesh to Chol. But that could be what's happening. That you're transferring ownership of the fruit out. Right. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch begins in the back in the other side. It's Chinuch right. Akarkois yeshem arba kinyanim. There are four ways to kind of karka. Kesef shtar chazok and kinyan suder. Right. Kesef shtar chazok and kinyan suder is a form of chalipin. Shuv stapa kinyan suder. comes in at the end of it. Kesef Kesan. Nosan Leipruta Oishover Pruta the Arakarka Konakarka. The Davka Shover Pruta, the Pulsion of Pruta, Ain't a moment, Vidinia Torah, Vaina Koina. Alright, that's a machlek, the Chorinim. Whether that this lesson you find in Rishonim, Pulsion says Ain't a moment, or whether it means it's not Choshev enough. Vain Leel Parshan Ishbotim, Evesi, the Mashim Machulokim Asmo Vataz, Veish Simon Kutsadi. My famous machlek is Smo and Taz. The Dav Asmo, the Ain't a Kona Ela Bitteris Shiva Mekach. The smallest approach is, how does Kenyan Kesev work? What's the nature of Kenyan Kesev? So the small right, Kenyan Kesev, is you are paying for the value of the object, right? Or the Chiddush, because it's the only Kenyan which is like that, right? Chazaka, you're not paying for anything. Kenyan Surah, you're not paying for anything. Even Chalipin, the Achorim say that's what makes Chalipin not Kenyan Kesev. Every other Kenyan, the Sheikh, Agbah, Chotzer, Agav, every other Kenyan is I do some activity, and that activity is meshavid. Via that activity, I meshavid myself to finish up the exchange. Right? I do a kinyan sudur, and via that masa, we now flip. Kesef is the only one where it works through value. The common way we think in terms of purchasing. I give you money, right? And that's what the smor writes, that if a person would use kinyan kesef as a Kenyan, as a Maisa Kenyan, as a Maisa Meshabed, wouldn't be Kenyan Kesef, wouldn't work. The person would say, here's a down payment. Right? And with this down payment, I want to be Kenyan at the entire house. Right? So that wouldn't work. If he says, this is a down payment, and I'm be Kenyan at the house with the full value, but the rest of it will become now Halva, but I'm paying with the full value, that's Kenyan Kesef. Right? But to pay, to be Kenyan with a deposit, and not to make the rest of the payment part of the kinyan, the smoth that wouldn't work. And the tazus chole, that would be a good kinyan. Let's just before you commence.
That would work with like the
tovas hana would just be that.
We're calculating kesef or
no? But tovas hana is just is another element of the kinyan, right? Tovas hana is something else that I can get out of the exchange. That I have a certain schos. So those are not means I have another schos. In addition to every sale has the schos of the object. I have another schos that we never talk about. And that is, I can determine who I want to sell it to. Right? I can have a bidding war, and I can let the best guy, or I could say, no, I want to sell it to Plenty. That's Teva Sana. So in the normal sale, Teva Sana doesn't show up at all. Right? It's all implicit. Teva Sana shows up when it's my only schos. I have Truma and Kodshim. So the only thing I have is choosing who the coin will be. Right. Now, before we go weiter, let's skip down to the next paragraph. We establish the yisod. V'davka v'mokim shen kais v'shtar. Kinyan kesef works only in places where we don't usually write a document of sale. Machlokes is the Gemara. Anyway, so he passes. Aval b'mokim shen kais v'shtar in a kinyan kesef. But if it's a society, a culture, a place where you sign on the dotted line, then that's the only kinyan which works. And even if I'm giving over money, the money is not the kaveh. Why is that? Because in a culture we use documents, so that means until we sign it out of line, we haven't committed ourselves. So if there's going to be a sale, right? If most people finish off the sale with cash, that's fine. But if it's a society, if it's a place where the sale is usually finished by a doctor, says, that means we cannot do it otherwise. Why? Because what's happening? Svichas das. What are people thinking? What's going on in people's minds? So here's kaveh of this rule.
In svichas das, godam is there when the guy actually pays in full. According to the smile, you're actually paying not a down payment. You're buying an object that's worth $100, and you actually pay the person $100. Isn't that svichas das?
So why are they writing a shtar? But I see this in common culture. If you don't sign, if you give over the money, but you don't sign,
it's more. You could argue it's more formality. That's more just to document it in case there's
a documentation.
More for documentation.
For ages.
You want a receipt. You know, so you pay something that
then may not be the star. That may not be a star. Then that may not be a star. That may be mokum shin kois and service.
In accounting, you can't recognize the revenue until you actually sign the document, just even if you got the money.
So you have a sale. You have a sale.
You have a sale, and if, even if you give the money, still you cannot call that money or revenue until you actually
sign. The seller can't have that as revenue.
Now, does that mean that the buyer can renege after the money's going over?
Two different things. There's legal, one's
a legal issue, one's an accounting issue.
Exactly. The same thing.
I don't
recognize revenue until I perform the service.
Oral contracts are just as much contracts.
Hold on. That's why I wanted to do this first, and then we'll come back to this one. But let's go on. V'zil gam came in a Torah. To the Kenyan Tachliyeh's Das Kesmichas Das, Shneim. ובמוקם דאחד לישמח דאיתי אין אקיין מן התורה רק אפילו משניים סמכו דאטם you need both it's called the meaning of minds מכל מוקם צורך קניין שגוזר התורה that you have to have some kind of קניין so the חינוך is saying generally speaking we need two things we need a mice the קניין סניחס דאס and a mice it doesn't work right two people can get together and they can say we are committing ourselves, I'm going to buy this house, and I'm going to give you a certain amount of money, and they promise each other, Alpi Din, they have not done the Kinyan Ksuvim B'Torah, and they can still go back on it. It would be, the Gemara would say they would be subject to a Kuala, they go back on their word. They have Mechus V'Yamana, but they get a Kuala Mishapar, but legally hasn't been transferred until there is some kind of Kinyan. The alternative, they do a Kinyan, and there's no Smichas Da'as, also, then it's nothing. So he says that with a few exceptions. Rak afilu im shneim v'dvarim v'alma ein koinim. Avolim osim ekinyin shetivs ha-Torah koinim hecha samchudatam u'bemokim le-samchudatam le-mahani ekinyin b'Torah k'mosh m'sinu k'ave kidushin ish le-samchudaita hachanami v'zeh poshet. Right now, there are, the Gemara says there are a few situations where Chazal said that Amir Taka works. Right? Now look at the Os Dalim at the bottom. Kosta Chazanish. Shem Oviv, Klal Godol, Mazesh She'iku Kinyin Gmir Das, Shemakni Gmor Belibo Laknos Okoni Smos Dat Olo, Fekinyin Megale Shegomar Beliboy. The Yesh Devarim Shekim Luchazal Shebediba Amu Gemer Belay Laknos Chaveri. Kamevi Shiduchen. There are certain things where Chazal estimated that in these cases Amir alone works. So what's that mean? That's the exception to prove the rule. The fact that there are situations where Chazal said that Amir alone works means there are situations where Kavon alone Gmir's Das is good enough, right? And the Maisa Kinyan is to show that there is Gmir's Das and Megal is Gmir's Das. That's the insight of the Chazanish. Now Rav Moshe makes a tremendous Chiddush based on this. Rav Moshe has against all the other Sarm that the Legavi wills. Right, halacha l'masa, we are concerned that if a person writes a will, and it's a will that divides the estate up, in other than the way the Torah would divide it up, so the will should not be chal, right? So that's why we have to, because he can only be marked the things mechayev. Right, so the father can write a will when he's 50, right? But then anything that he's claiming afterward, how's he going to transfer it? So there are many, many different, all the different halachas are not going to work, that it's just a kind of amaze, but it's not binding according to many svarim. It's a Dosh Lebel Yoylam. He cannot divide up that which he was claiming after he made the will. Alright, that's the general approach. And that's why the only way that one can divide from the Yom Shalei Kenegat Torah is to create a Hezchayivus, a Shtar Chati Zohar. Right? That a person creates a Hezchayivus to somebody who's not an heir, and then they say, well, if this will is carried out in accordance with his wishes, so then there'll be Mochel, that is Hezchayivus. Right? Then everybody's happy to have the will divided up. So Rav Moshe writes, they don't need all of this. Why? Because he says, the whole point is, what's the problem? You cannot be Magda Devash Lovey Olam, but if we know what the person really wants, and it's Vidas Gemura, so when he writes his will, we know that Vidas Shalemi wants anything he has to be divided in the following way. He gives percentages to each family member. So that means that the Siv Chayiv, that's what he wants. So all the only reason that we shouldn't act on it is because technically there's no Kenyan. There's over the island. But these are Devar, but we know the Smichas Das of it. It's a tremendous Chiddush. It goes against all the other Sorim.
Yeah.
Right. But the but based on this, Imam takes this idea.
Well, who's
Alok Lamaisa? Was that?
Who's calling it? Don't you need the heat machne?
Yeah.
He didn't from your start say that he wants to give it over to your.
He wants to be machne. Yes, he's machne with the so he's.
Machne from your start. To whom? Before he.
No, you don't need a king. He's saying you don't need a king.
A mirror alone, you don't need a king.
The near alone, if he has nichas das, that you would not require a ma'aseh kinyan. And now let's go back to the shma and the taz. Yeah.
You could argue that and I don't know if there's any other examples like shiduchim. You could argue that the reason you don't need mirror das or you don't need kinyan by certain things is because those things are not susceptible to kinyan at all, like intangibles, right? Like services. If I go to the dentist,
yeah,
and I say, right, you know, can you fill my cavity?
Yeah.
And he fills my cavity, and then I say, I don't want to pay you.
Right.
Here's the kinyan, right?
Right.
So maybe you say it's a service. You don't require a kinyan for that service.
So that's the Ritzvah, right? So whenever any kind of service, the maestro becomes the, when he begins to do the filling, that's the kinyan.
Right. So that's not one of the enumerated kinyanim, but we still say that works. So, but to take it as far as Ramosha took it, to say that it applies even to goods, transfer of possession of tangible possession,
right.
Where we have four ways to do a kinyan, that's a bigger fetish.
Right, 100%. And the person writes the Oris over here. So he points out that this is a machleis rishonim, how to learn pshat. That even in that gemara, that's the raya for this chazanish, that yei yishtivam and niknim ba'nira, so his, so we have, so the Meiri writes in the Taka machleis rishonim, whether those who are niknim ba'nira, are they in fact the exceptional truth of the rule, or are they a specific takonis chazal? They really don't work. Chazal and Mesakin in these cases, it's only all you date Takonis Chazal. So however you say pshat in that Gemara, there are certain things that are nikness, shaloi, vabir bovad, that'll determine whether this chazanish, this word is an accurate word or not. The mirz dat is really the main kriveya, not that it's a two variable kinyan. The way that we said it until now, you need both. You need a maitha kinyan. That was a kosher. That's the Menchasinus presents it. There's a two-variable thing. You need a Maisa Kinyan and a Gemir Das. And one or the other doesn't work. The Chazanish's way of saying his Nusach was to say, you really need Gemir Das. And the Torah had a special din that the Simon that you have, Gemir Das, is the Maisa Kinyan. Right? So this Machlekes, how you express it, is the Machlekes to show them what's pshat in Yeish Devarim and Nikne Vamira. Is Yeish Devarim and Nikne Vamira a Kinyan Devarabanon? That's what the Menachas Chinuch would say. It's Kinyan Devarabanon? Because it's missing a major component. There's no Chazal in the world that can only be Yeke Devarim and Torah. Right? And according to the Chazanish, no, that's what Chazal was pointing out, that Chazal understood. It's like Yored Chazal Lo'imik Das Torah over here. Understood that the real thing is the Gemir Das. So when there's a Gemir Das, it doesn't require a Gili. It's so goly. So then you can get away without a Maisa Kinyan. Alright? Now coming back, so now we're focusing on the specific Maisa Kinyan of Kesef. Was every
about a woman, how is she being Kona?
Oh, that's what we get to. So right? Yeah.
Or just have the same thing again. Kinyan is to transfer ownership.
Yes.
Create his title. Right? In other words, so services, which is, there's no ownership that's being transferred. And I perform a service to you, you owe me money.
Right.
But I'm not a power over the service you provided. So does that necessitate a Kenyan?
Only in terms of payment. The poil can stop in the middle. Right? He can stop in the middle. Now, if by stopping in the middle he creates a hezek, you have to pay the hezek. Right? He paints half your house.
So that's what I'm just saying. But is that midin kinyan or midin chayvus?
No, that's a good question. His obligation to me to paint my house is kimat non-existent.
Right.
He can stop mamish b'chatzi yoyim. If he's mazik me, then he has to work it out. What are the hezek? And there's two forms of hezek. One form of hezek is that my house looks terrible now, right? And I have to pay a higher rate to get somebody else.
Right.
Fine. My hezek is towards him to pay schar pa'ula, so that's not so. That's the different hezek in that. The tashtus is that my obligation to pay him is that I was mishabed myself to him, and when he begins to work, then I'm mishabed to pay him.
Right.
Right? Shefner wrote years and years ago, so one of the earliest articles he wrote was that different word, that when he starts working for me, the Torah is mechayev me to pay him. I forget the raya that he brought. He wrote this, I remember in the high school journal. MCA used to have a Yagdol Torah. That was the first time he wrote it. Then he wrote it again later on. And he wrote, those of you saw it, that for Schar Pa'ula, the Torah was mechayev. He's working for me, right? When he works for me, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said I have to pay him now. Right? Because the Pasuk Chumash. Pasuk Chumash, they can't pay him with that.
Even if I didn't ask him
to. That's even bigger for
me. And the street starts washing my window, I have to pay.
That's totally unacceptable. Right? But let's say he shovels my driveway. Right? And it's a normal thing to do, to shovel the driveway. So then, then I'm mechuyev to pay him. Yeah. Right. But then, I'm not sure that the scharpul, the tana.
To point, it's not an issue of kinyan.
Correct.
It's a totally issue.
But if something in between, between services and good, like intellectual property. If you buy a song,
the thing that could be in between would be like an airplane. Are you buying the service, the flight of the service, or are you buying a seat? Right. Then we had the machlokes once.
License.
We had that if a person was that. No, they had it. We had that if a person. No, say when. We discussed it once Friday night. If a person bought a part of a package of a tour, Rizulzah had the shayla, and he backed out. Right. I had the shayla where a person hired a tutor. A person signed up on a course. Let's say like a Kaplan course or something. And then, 2 days before, the person pulled out of the course. Right? So the Baal HaKoros said, I could have pulled out 20 days ago, I got to go to somebody else. I can't get him to fill the spot now. So that was the Sikhsa. Who's chayav to pay? Is he chayav to pay the full value of the course? Because the guy said, you're mazik me. Right? So, or is really so schar pool? I think you haven't gotten my schar pool yet. And then mechuyu. So the model that I found for them, Zulbashan Sefer Han, that a person was going to go on a tour, to save a seat for me in the tour, in the bus, and he doesn't, he's got to know.
So he bought the right, and so the fact that he's not taking that right, he's still
so Zulbashan discussed, it depends if you buy the right or you buy the seat. Are you buying the seat? No. Right, that's it, but are you going to go to... And then also forget that the... Right. The chiv should be some chiv hezek. Because he was garim, and garmi has to show that it's garmi, because garmi has to be a dayim, and he bori a zeka. So in this case it was bori a zeka. But, so he had as far as that it was be a dayim in this case.
Well, right.
That was horror. It's Garmi. Your Guru Fund is a Garmi like this. It goes against the rules. It goes against the rules, but it's called a Garmi. So that would be the... Okay. So now, coming back to this, that would be the case in between. What are you actually purchasing in that case? So now the Mechashina says that the scenario is zeroing in this one particular Kenyan. Every other Kenyan... is going to be a ma'isa. We do some ma'isas megala. The shmichazat following the chavanish or following the mechav chinuch. It's a ma'isa that is concomitant with gimudas. Now comes the question: one kinyan which stands out, and that's the kinyan kesef. that it's not a blind maisa like Suder, like Meshicha, that Chazal were Keveya, that this is the way you do it. This, the Sma says, here the Svara is because I'm paying for it. It's the payment which creates the Smichas Das, or which is the Megal of the Smichas Das. So the Sma says, So he said that this is different from Shtar, Chazok, and Kinyan Suter, because in all the other ones it's a Maith and a Shabbat, or here it's Demei Mekach. Hey, what's the Raya? What's the Raya that this is different? So we say it's intuitive. So that's a Raya. His Raya is the Nil and Mistay Ephraim. Right? Because Kenyan cast his learn from Ephraim. And Ephraim, the money was value. Alright? That's his right. So comes the Taz. But Taz he seek a love. Alright? What were the Taz you have in front of you? What were the Taz of two kasha? Right? When you look at the page, so the Sma is the very top of here. The Taz is hard to see. The Taz is in the gillion, right, on the side, on the, and it goes to the other page. The Taz says that he has two kashas on this Sma. One is two kashas. One is deposits. We paskin that Irvoni Ikona Kol. We paskin that a deposit is Kona everything. So when I put a deposit down, so then I'm Kona the whole thing. So how could that work? If you're going to tell me that I'm paying value, right? So how could it work? How can I be Kona everything? The only Kona can neged the cash. If I put in a deposit, I'm Kona the entire house, and we're not talking about halvos, how could it be? And Ryan number two is Kiddusha Ishus. He says Kiddusha Ishus is learned also from Ephraim, right? Kicho kicho mister Ephraim. He says when it comes to Kiddusha Ishus, you're not paying for your wife, right?
Not for Barry.
Okay, we got that. That was Glenn.
He can't afford his wife.
So. The other women will say, why did my husband say that? So the Taz says, it's learned from the same source, how could it be? So the Taz says that the Pshat in Kenyan Kesev is like every other Kenyan. And it's also a Maisa Kenyan, as he goes on to say, but Taz is a love, the Gamachai Gavna Mahani, the El Tulpalti Mazet. The Minchat Tchinat discusses this, way before he discusses in Mishpatim, I think, yeah. There he discusses by Pidyon Omar Ria that we know that you can be Poda in Omar Ria, and the way that you're Poda Omar Ria is the way that you are selling property in this week's Parsha. You figure out how much the sale was for, how many years you expected the sale to be, and then you have to, then you buy back, you buy out the Omar Ria, right? So the Gemara over there says the buyout of an Amavriya, does that work? So the Gemara says that because there has to be a buyout, therefore the sale must be for more than a pruta. If a person thinks that his daughter is worth less than a pruta, he cannot sell it for Amavriya, because you're creating an Amavriya where there couldn't be a buyout. Right? So the Tosfos Rid says that...
Or less than 6%.
Less than 6 pruta's. Why?
A number of years can be amortized.
Well, it depends on what you sold.
Right, no, but I'm saying
Lillian Fish is sold for 6 years.
Year one,
right? Yeah.
Year one is... Isn't she your sales?
Is she
not? Yeah, this one you have to amortize it that way. You have to amortize it equally. I'm not sure you have to amortize it equally. You could say that for the first 4 years she's working for, because the way to have a pruta left, I think.
How much does it appreciate?
Okay. So anyways, The Tosus Rid over there says that it doesn't matter which kinyan you use, whether you use kinyan kesef, kinyan chazak, kinyan shtar. The Tam says that this only makes sense for kinyan kesef. So the Minchas Chinuch says in the Tosus Rid that the Tosus Rid must hold like the Sma, because he says when it comes to a sale that's not like of a shtar, so we're not looking at the sale price, we're looking at the shavius that was determined at that point. So how can we flip when we look at the if she's sold by shtar, you're looking at her value. Now when you look at kesef, you're looking at the sale price, so it must be the sale price is the value. That's why he discussed it much earlier, as he discussed the Bar Richos, and that's why he formulated it in. But that's, he was very excited at the end of his speech, and now I found that there's a Rishon hold like the Sma. That's really the discussion that many of the Sfarim go through, to try to figure out which Rishon holds like what. So he says at the very end of the year, he says that his next Kasha is really the Kasha that is attributed to the Bach. It's also in the Sivus' Kasha. And that is that the Gemara in Kiddushin does not learn Kinyan Kesef from Ephraim. It learns Kinyan Kesef from the Pesach, so it's the Kesef Yiknu. Right? And certainly if you're going to say what the Chinuch holds, that all these Kinyanim are Chazal's Kinyanim that are derived from Sukkim, so the Raya of the Sma is really a Shachar Raya. Right? Even if you'll say like the Chinuch, that it's Merumah's in the Sukkim. But it's really a shvach raya to say that because of the effort. So that's the kashas against the sva. Now the kashas against the taz are also pretty strong. The one is what I said before, that Rashi holds you learn kinyan kesef l'gav metalton from Maisa Sheni. So unless you're going to say that metalton is different from kinyan kesef, the karka, Maisa Sheni, you're being mechalel a fruit on value. It has to be value. So if you're learning it from pidyon Maisa Sheni, how can you say anything but value? And those are bringing other rights also. This is the there's another gemara that says if a person buys 10 fields, he has to buy it with 10 prutas. So the achron asking the arsoner says, how are you talking? If you hold like the taz, so one pruta should work. You have to why one pruta per kinyan? It's all one kinyan. That's the they're trying to go backwards and forwards, bringing rayas from one to the other. And the bottom line is that you can find Rishonim who back up both, the same Rishon could back up both the Sma and the Taz. That's a little troubling. For example, there's a Rashba that Kim'at clearly says in Bava Basra that Kinyanim, the Kinyan Kesef is Piron. And the same Rashba says that when it comes to Kiddushin, you're not buying your wife. There's no Kinyan Aguf. But you have a run in Kiddushin that Kim'at clearly says that, like the Taz, that you are not making a Kinyan in one's wife. And the same run says that that the way Kinyan Kiddushin works is that the woman is an afkira herself and just allows the husband to pick up his wife mitan hefker, right? So that doesn't sound like it's mitan shavius. So you can line up the Rishonim, a few Rishonim you can line up. Rashi seems to be consistent that it's piron, and Tosu seems to be consistent that it's a maisa kinyan, but the others seem to be a little bit inconsistent. And then the question is, according to how would the smatak answer the tazus kasha? So, and that's this one. When you learn the Sefer Kiddushin, one of the nagging questions of Sefer Kiddushin. It's an ongoing discussion. What is kinyan kesef of the Kiddushin? And the husband is however in the kodesh with the bazo. What's happening there? Is he purchasing his wife, paying shavius, or is he doing some maisa kinyan which they now are committed to each other? Right. So the Taz says to Sma, how could you tell me that Kinyan Kesef is Shavius, the way we intuitively think? You're paying for it, Shavius, right? We learn Kinyan Kiddushim, Kinyan Kesef. Can't be, right? Can't be Shavius. So all the Sma say.
Oh, that
kinyan
of galus
is different.
So you could say, before we go that route, is there any way to finish up the sma that you wouldn't have to switch gears? Was that? The deposit
doesn't work. According
to the sma, the deposit has to leave the teiras pirayin. So there has to be then zakah. Then we're still paying out. That's the anniversary.
All right, no, you're still paying out. Super.
Was
that? Yeah, but that probably the husband, but he wouldn't pay mizonos, so that's right. Anyway.
If he wouldn't, then
wouldn't he? Wouldn't he keep the No, he wouldn't.
No,
he would never have to
put it out. Not in either case, right? If I pay a deposit on the house and I say I'm going to pay you the rest later,
right?
And I take ownership of the house, and now I skip a payment.
Right.
On my installment plan.
Right.
That means the whole Kenyan
is relatively.
You need a fixed and determinable amount. If you don't have, otherwise you don't have a das machmeh and a das konen. If there was an
indicator. Why does that have to be determinable? Because if you get a das up, it's
about. Because I have to know if I've met my commitment or haven't met my commitment.
Whatever I need. And according to my previous living
status. So, Ona, we have a hero. And my prior
living standard. That's how I know
whether I'm in the country. No, the truth is, we couldn't have seen that.
Yeah, could have.
Yeah.
Whereas by buying a house, there's a fixed and terminal price, there's a payment plan, there's whatever it is. So, okay, there's payment, but it's very different. I couldn't see Kenyan Kedushin working that way.
So sort of like we were saying before, that's Megala Das, that there's no Piron for a woman. She's
that's the other thing. There is one way of finishing off and saying that the Shmo would say that a woman can say with Didi Shavali. The buyer, the seller, can always accept the price, right? The seller can always determine that it's kedai to undersell. Right? She doesn't have to accept the fruta. She can go as high as she wants. The fruta is the minimum, right? So she can say, I want this kind of ring. She can be kaveya a much higher price. The shayach we're having is it's shayach to have shavis be a fruta. That's what we're saying.
Once you have by kiddushin, the other way is even harder. It's by the ring.
Yeah.
It's making sure that it's the ring is plus a ring.
Yeah.
It's just focusing on the value rather than on
that's the... That's what Mai said. That's what Mai said. Right.
If she sent it to that, then would it matter that it was the plain ring? Could be any ring because it's all about this. It's the das on the...
Halacha Mai said, you have to finish up. Come back to that. Because Halacha Mai said, the same thing is correct to go the other way around. We say it has to be very, very simple. Let's create this Smichas Das. So we'll come back to that. But so you could say...
Is that to create Smichas Das or to avoid a problem Smichas Das?
Yeah.
Is
to avoid that happening, right? Okay.
She's being sold to something that she knows what it is. You
right.
To, you need a smichas das to know.
You have to know whether it's meeting your selling price.
But if it's God's thing, then it's not going to.
Right.
Let's
finish off the small and say this has not such a terrible kasha. That a woman can establish her value for who she wants, and she can also say, "I'm going to establish the value of the fruta, and to finish, I'll accept it." Right. That's one. But there are guests on the both. Issadam and Meltzer. Was that?
Bante
and Raviana. Yeah. Right. The captain. They went for high prices. Right. Right. There are riyas to this approach because those two gemaras. The gemara says that why doesn't a woman, why doesn't chalipin work? Because chalipin works with the pach neshama fruta, and the woman would not, that's too much g'nai for a woman to go for pach neshama fruta. Or it's a katan devante d'riyanai. They wanted a whole plate of dinrim, so what do they want this for? So apparently, they were kaveya, that v'chvoidam to go for less than a certain amount. So those are the riyas to the smah, to finishing up, the smah is a word about kiddushin, as far as we know. So if you want to finish up the smah, accept the tazus kasha, and that's a rye against the smah, that means that the smah ends up saying, kinyan, kiddushin is like any other kinyan, keset, piroin. So how are you going to finish up, and you bring a rye for that? The ryes are, these two gemaras to say a woman is not going to be, going to embarrass herself to go for less than fruta. Or she can she can determine her own price. That's a raya to the simple shot of the sma, and saying that's like a kinyan kiddushin. Said, what is she selling? That's the other cash against the sma. What is she selling? We don't say gufoy konu, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends if she determined the price.
How do we know? Was that any, mean what?
The fact that she determined the price. She
well, that's the price for something.
The price for the condition.
What is it? What is it?
The right to marry me.
No, the Baal gets Ocha Peros, they have the right?
No, they write it. No, they write it.
I mean,
is
there any number?
She's now usher to everybody.
Okay, that's right. There's a step, so before we go into that step, so why Taka, don't we say that she's like a Konigo? So then we shouldn't say another. But the Raya that the Machoenim bring, that she's not Konigo, is that, I think the Berkus Ram points at that, because if an Isha gets hurt, or God, if an Isha gets killed, there's no din that the husband collects. And if she would be koneg to him, right. There should be some din someplace. At the time he comes around, I mean, look, there are cases where there are exceptions to koneg, there should be some exception.
I'm going up
to that. Ooh, it happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll find a few minutes. Okay. I'll call you or call George?
He doesn't even know. He's in the surgery
still. He's someplace in New York.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll give you a call in a bit of time. Yeah. Okay. You're going to be home? Or you're going to be in? Yeah, okay.
Alright?
Yeah, we're okay. So, right, so since the husband doesn't collect when, if the wife gets hurt or dies, it shows isn't the Kenyan goes. So, but it could be, we're already saying it could be a Kenyan, this is with the Nitziv says it, it could be a Kenyan in Chayishus. Right, so before we go that route, it's just, the in-between route is to say like the Rishu Zalman Melcher says this, and Rav Chaim Moser says this. Rishu Zalman writes in the Sefer Avnei Ozon, Chaim Moser is quoted in the Tikei Yom, yeah. That we could simply say that Tzad's not a raya for the cash against the Sma. We learn, this is what the Ozel says it, so this is almost this way. We learn technicalities from Kenyan Kesef. Kicho, Kicho, Mastef, we learn how to deter the Kenyan. But the essence of the Kenyan, we don't learn from Kicho, Kicho, Mastef. The essence of the Kenyan is that we are doing some Maisa Kenyan simply to initiate Kiddushin. To initiate Isurin. Right. So based on Rambam starts by saying, Rambam Sichas Isha says that before Matan Torah came, Kodesh Baruch Hu, before Matan Torah, people would just meet in the shuk and then they would live together. Torah is kaveh, you have to have some kinyan. So what was the Torah kaveh that you have to purchase? No, Torah is kaveh, you have to do some masa, which in the other areas of Torah shows smichas das. So that's how we would say it. If I want to show that I'm really committed to marriage, so what do? So in Kol HaTorah Kula, if you want to show Smichas Das, use the Ma'aseh Kenyan. So the Torah said, here use the Ma'aseh Kenyan. You're not using the Mahus of the Kenyan, it's the Torah of the Kenyan. So that would be the Teres the Smo would give. So you can't ask for a Kashem for Kiddushin. When it comes to Kenyan Kesef, that's Piroin. When it comes to Kiddushin, you're not buying anything. There's no Piroin. It's just a Ma'aseh that the Torah says, this is a Ma'aseh that shows the commitment.
You have to say it in the verse of Kesef Star of Via. In Via, you can't say that there's a... Value.
Right. And so when it comes to Bia and Shtar, so there is no transfer of funds. So that, but that's going to be no matter what you say.
Yeah, you can sell a house with Shtar. There's no funds.
Yeah.
Right?
Shtar has an analogy, at least. Bia doesn't have an analogy, unless you say Bia is like
Chazaka. Yeah. So again, we just summarize and make one more hour. So if we say that the Sma and the Taz are going to finish up, maintain their Shitas in Kiddushin, so it means that the Machlekes is Kiddushin, a form of Piroin, and one is making some kind of Kinyan, that would, the Sma would say, and the Kinyan would be and there would be some kinyan gof, and she was mashing herself to whatever the property is, whatever value she's giving. That's one approach. And the Taz would say, no, it's just a maithus mechazas, like any other kinyan. Or the small could switch gears. The small could say, when it comes to kiddushin, it's a maithus mechazas, because you're not purchasing anything. Right? Then there's the approach of the netziv. And the approach of the netziv solves a lot of problems. Because you have so many, you have two rishonim that seem to say different things. The Rashba seems to say that it's not a kinyan aguf, and seems to say that kinyan kiddushin is a ma'isa firoin. The Ran seems to say that she is allowing him, she's being mafkir herself, and he says also, but there's no kinyan aguf afterward. So they seem to talk like the Sma, but they don't end up with their Chaim Oizer or Mrs. Alman. So the Netziv in the Nation of Dover says what Morty was alluding to, that there could be a third possibility, that a husband is being koine chayi ishus. Right? In other words, there are certain zechuyas, zechus of intimacy. That's what the woman is being marked to this to the husband, zechus of chayi ishus. Right? And so there is taka no kinyan aguf, but there is something that's being sold. Right? Something of zechus, which is yours. Like I wouldn't call it tzchar pa'ula, but it's the selling of, she has. It's like, oh, you're saying almost like a tzeivet hada. She has the right to give her zechus ishus away, and he is being coined that that's zechus ishus. That's zechus of intimacy. So that's why it could be consistent with all other kinyanim, right? With kinyane, it'll be something in between kinyan kar, kinyan metalplan. Kesef works both, but kesef works both. Every special woman. Elamai, so there's one aura that still bothers a lot of the echarinim. And that is about a pruta. How can you say, so you can still say this, we said before, she has the right to say, my chayisha says a tapa de dinri, or my chayisha says a pruta. I was thinking perhaps you could say a little bit different halach. You could say that the way the kinyan works, there's an interesting horror. There's a new sefer that came out by somebody in Israel. I don't know who it is. His name is of Knoblach. He's going to say, for sake of Durim Horus. So he has a very interesting horror. He says that it could be that the reason why the fruit over here is because what the schus that a woman has and what it will go for will heavily depend on. Can I go back in a few minutes? Thank you very much. Will heavily depend on the two parties involved. In other words, most the house is a value, right? Does it matter whether who the lekeich is? So it will very rarely matter who lekeich has determined the value of the house. When it comes to the chayishos, so there are two parties that are determining the value that you always have, right? You always have the mechon lekeich. But over here, the value that she may attribute
to each other
could depend on the who the baal is, right? So therefore, it could be that it would be impossible to come to some determination, and therefore the terebus keveya, well, the way keveya keveya pruta. Now, if you can agree on some other value, fine, right? So I was thinking of a different approach. I was thinking
you don't have that. You have that in the M&A world. When two companies merge,
yeah,
it depends on who the buyer is. It might take less than certain buyers because they're going to be together.
After they'll be after, yeah. All right.
Well, they're working together.
That's
why a pruta? Why can't it be even less than a pruta according to you?
Yeah. So the passion is because it's not kesef.
Okay.
All right. Now the question was, why does the Gemara say that it's genai leisha to be maknas? So again, according to this approach, it would work. It's Gneifer to Sarah Chayish is worth much less. But I was thinking that perhaps one of their are. I think it could be that over here, the Chus Chayishos, the woman has rights over it. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the one that's really Keveyet. And when she marries this person, right? So at that point, that's when she becomes Asura to everybody else. She's not the Baal of Boss over making her Asura to everybody else, because Baruch is the Baal of Boss over that. She has the ability to get herself married to this person. When that happens, there's Baruch Hu's Kevei, all the Malachas after that. So maybe that's what the Torah was Kevei over here. This is a Schus Ayishus But in order to show that the Zchus Ha'ishus is something that's really not in my, not really be a dying. I'm not selling something which is really mine. It's almost like a Tzedek HaNov. I'm determining that together with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going to be Kaveh certainly Nisir. So maybe that's why the Tzedek said, this can be done with the Pruta. On one hand, there's an element of Shavius, because it's Kinyan Kesef. It's Chayish, I'm selling something. On the other hand, it's something which is not really my bialus. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya, and therefore we can now, by Khaled Minak, be committed to this stuck in the going rate. You were going to say, sorry.
I was going to say that two things. One, along the lines of what Morty was saying, Morty was suggesting that there's a difference between Kedushin and everything else, right? Kedushin is going to be this creation of this, but that wouldn't apply for Shar Kinyanim, where we use Kesef. But if you extend it, you say, really, that's what's happening in Bibles. Right, when you create a bialus or a transfer of a kinyan,
yeah.
So I'm really creating it. So when something is property of mine, it means that you can't do it. If you take it, that's hezek, that's gezel, that's I create surim by the transferring of or by through this kinyan kesef, and maybe that's what's really happening over here. And that's, in other words, that it's a creation of an issa,
right?
Not to me, but to everybody else,
right?
And that's why. So then. Shar Kinyanim, Kedusha Kesef by Nekuch Memkar and Kedusha Yishar are the same principle. It's not a different principle, it's the same principle.
No, because...
Creation of Yishar. And that's why you would learn out Kedusha Kesef maybe from an issue of Maisa Sheni or a Hektish. How can you learn out Hektish is totally different from Nekuch Memkar? But the point is that the creation that mine and Yishar to vis-a-vis somebody else, or the transfer of Yishar and Hektar, is what's going on in a Kinyan Kesef.
Mm-hmm. So, and how does it make it parallel to other Kinyan Kesef, to Kinyan Kesef Karka?
Because Kinyan Kesef Karka, when I'm Kona somebody else's field,
yeah.
So then everybody else, I have become a Baal, and everybody else is not allowed to use it.
But that's true with any Kenyan. That's not unique to Kenyan.
No, but I'm just saying, in other words, marriage isn't different from everything else. That's going on once.
The
Kenyan Kesef of tradition is no different than Kenyan Kesef everywhere else.
I was actually saying something a little different. I was actually saying the Kenyan Kesef by tradition. There's two aspects. One is Asr Lo'ilam, and one is Mutal Abal.
Right.
So Kedushin doesn't make it Mutal Abal yet. It makes it Asr Lo'ilam. Right? There's two aspects. So that's different. What you said...
When I'm Kona somebody else's property...
So then it's Mutal to you.
But it's also to you.
You can't
go into my field. If you set a torch to it, if it was Hector, you set a torch to it, you set a torch to it. You set a torch to mine, that's my suggestion. Now you have a Hitzchayvus. So
it's a big difference, though, because in this method, the issue of Ishus is that it's a little bit different than what you're saying, that Ishus, there's a defined set of rights and obligations that are for sale, mm-hmm. right? A woman could sell, but she can't sell anything, any slice and dice it. It's this set of rules,
right?
That's for sale.
Right.
As opposed to when you're buying property,
you can't use the words for sale. You could say creation of this or creation of heather.
You see that you're much more bilious over property.
Right,
because you can buy that. You're
allowed in, you're allowed in, but you're not.
Yeah, that's part of the rules. That's So based on this, it works out well.
Sometimes.
Because it works the following way. Because the Easter is created by their bonus level. I'm telling you how you should.
When the rug explains that, I understand.
Yeah.
If you say it's a plane that I'm flying, why can't you get out?
According to everybody, you serve my creator. This is the Yisurim could be created independently of the Kenyan. If you look at the very beginning of Kedushin, so the Rashi over there says, right, that it's that the koinus atzma lati. I think I said the definition lati
v'lacher. Yes,
that's
the Rashi. That's why I got it.
And also the pasuk from the Pruta
Says when the kanya nafsha, and it says I'm not going to be gnaifer. No. The Gemara says when the kanya nafsha. Rashi says gnaifer. Okay.
Yeah.